214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
Helpline.
The Good Feet Store, Milestone Electric, AC, Plumbing, and more.
214-520.
Okay, so I received this note.
The Hardline Helpline.
From human listener who said the following.
Generic.
Hey, Corby. Man, I don't know how you do it with so many dogs.
Gross.
I think mine doesn't have long left, and I have to make a tough decision soon, and I'm so crushed. Any words of wisdom that you could pass along? And I think when he says, I don't know how you do it with so many dogs, it's not literal. It's how you've had so many
of these dogs.
How you've had so many of them and you've had to say goodbye to them in whatever way. And we're on dog number 7 since the year 2001, I do believe. We've had a bunch, you know, we typically always have 2 or 3.
You max out at 3.
Max out at 3. We can do no more. We're down to 2. And, you know, the puppy now is almost a year old. And then our older one is 8 going on 9. So, you know, that's kind of the witching hour for dogs. So, yeah, I told him, I'm like, look, I'll tell you this on the air because it takes way longer to type it out what I would say. But, A, it's not easy at all to say goodbye. And it would take a lot of people a long time to get over the fact that you had to say goodbye and to get ready for a new one, if in fact that was your plan all along. But you just have to, if it's a tough decision, and you know when it's time, like you do, if that dog is miserable every single minute of every single day, there is no upside whatsoever to living, then you know, and they know too. Like, it's awful. It's the worst thing that you can do. But you also gave that dog a really, really good life. Probably a nice, healthy, long dog life. And that dog was happy 98% of the time. If humans are happy 50% of the time, dogs are happy 98% of the time or more. Especially if you're around. So you gave that dog its best possible life ever. It doesn't know any difference that there's a bigger house or a house that has more people in it that may play. He doesn't know because you're with him.
You don't think your dogs are pretty happy they get to live at your sick house?
I think that my dogs
and watch any Sooner game they want.
Over and over. God, this guy loves his team.
They've got a full tennis court in the backyard.
They have a whole side yard to themselves.
A helipad.
Like, I look at the way that my grandpa treated...
A sim.
I look at the way my grandpa, and every grandparent did this. I mean, my grandparents are way older than most. But when I was growing up and we go to Oklahoma, my grandpa had a dog, but it was a hunting dog. And his name was Nick.
And he stayed outside?
And Nick stayed outside in a pen. And we would play with Nick in the backyard, and that was it. My grandpa didn't allow him in the house. And if you've ever been up there to central Oklahoma, it gets cold, and it's hot like it is here right now. And my grandpa was like, he's got a doghouse and a pen. What more does he want? And then I take him hunting. So to go from that to where we are today as a society with dogs, it's amazing. Like, we treat those dogs literally like kids. And that was just not the case 2 generations ago. Hell, 1 generation ago. Dude, Mike Reiner used to tell the story on these very airwaves of his dog, Ring. Remember him talking about his dog, Ring, that was tied up at all times? Outside, tied to a freaking tree.
Like when he was a boy?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess not.
Yeah, and his dad wouldn't let him in the house. You ever hear this story?
Yeah.
Yeah, his dad wouldn't let him in the house, and he just was on a long leash tied to a tree his whole life until Mike says one day he escaped, came home and he was gone. Whatever that means. Dad probably hit him with a car or something like that. But that's the polar opposite of what dogs, the life they live now. Where, I mean, I freak out if my dog is overheating or, oh my God, he's been outside in the cold for like 3 minutes. We've got to get him out. Like, we all treat our dogs that way. We're over the top nicer. Are we just nicer as a society?
Softer, I think, is the word.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
But nicer. That...
I have reclaimed some territory from dogs. Because there
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You've had... Now you have a... You have a weird relationship with dogs.
Yeah, because I'm the one who always has to do the cleanup. And so I do have a love-hate relationship with every dog I've ever had. But I definitely reclaimed the bed. Because there was a time, Henry, may he rest in peace, never was in the bed. Yeah. He was too much of a train wreck. But the small dogs, the Pomeranians, there was a time when they would sleep in the bed until the morning that I woke up in a puddle of urine.
Yeah.
And that was that. And so...
Was it yours or theirs?
How'd you prove it was theirs?
Yeah. I'd love to sleep with dogs like that because you could just pee all over the place and be like, ah, dog. Can't believe it.
Yeah. So no dogs in the bed anymore.
None?
No. In the crate at night.
You also... fell into a situation where there were two small...
I inherited one, and then we got another.
Yeah.
And in tandem, they were a terror. Now we're down to one.
Do you have a unified front on this policy?
Will you get another dog when this other one is gone?
No. Not until Wells is old enough to ask for one and take care of it.
Yeah, but you know that's not going to happen. Didn't matter. Take care of it.
Well, at least contribute to the care of
the Pomeranians
dog.
Do you walk them?
No. They just go in the backyard and bark their heads off. And
but they don't require, like, you don't be like, you know what? They need a walk. Let's go walk them.
I mean, they
put them in your purse and just walk them?
I don't have a purse. They have such short strides. The times that we do go for walks, in like 3 blocks, they are totally gassed and you have to carry them the rest of the way.
Yeah. What a weird breed.
Yeah.
What are they for?
Well, I mean, originally they were bigger and they were like a kind of like sled dogs.
Really?
Those tiny things were sled dogs?
Well, they were bigger. They were bred down.
How do we make them so small? What do they weigh?
I mean, both of ours, like 10 pounds.
Yeah. They're like a Nerf football.
Pretty much.
Midgets.
Yeah, I always threaten to punt them over the fence.
You threaten them or you threaten...
Everyone.
Okay.
Well, Luis, I believe, is the man who sent this. I'm just... There's nothing good. You know, George just told the story here not too long ago. We had two of ours go down within a year, and it's the worst. It's... Yes.
I mean, we... It was less than a year when we had to put Lita down.
Yeah.
And even though I had such an adversarial relationship with her, it was incredibly sad.
Yeah.
But it was also really good that we were able to humanely put her to sleep and be there and hold her as it happened.
Yeah.
Because I think that's an important... That's an important part of the animal's journey, and it also helps you with closure.
I think it's good for kids not to, you know, be in the vet room with it happening, but to know that... Ham, that's not how they go down, I don't think.
It's lethal injection.
But I think it's good for kids to say their goodbyes, and, you know, most kids, it seems like they get a dog when they're little, it stays with them until they're in high school, and then you lose them. But I think that is a very good life lesson for kids. You know, like they understand it's
either dogs or grandparents that teaches kids about death and mortality.
I know. And both hit hard.
Yeah.
Right. You've lived with that dog for the majority of your life. Probably not fair to the grandparents to
compare them.
If they, look, I know for a fact, whenever I'm a grandparent, whatever grandkid that I do have, if I have grandkids, they're going to be more torn up over the dogs dying than I am. That's the That's the nature of the beast. That's just the way it is. The dogs live with you, for God's sakes. The grandparents don't. All right. Well, Luis, good luck. Or Lewis, I'm not sure of your name.
God, it's racist.
L-U-I-S.
That's Luis.
Luis. Okay. I'm not racist. I don't know. It's more ignorance. All right, let's come back. We mentioned this very late in the show.
Does he have a chihuahua?